What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, The Walking Dead recap show, now available on iTunes. I'm Mike of iWatchMike.com. Did I say that? I think I did, because you know why I'm repeating myself? Because I'm so excited because I'm finally caught up on The Walking Dead. Yes, I was like 3 episodes behind. Yeah, 3. I was preparing myself for this recap show, and I was like, wait a second, the last time I talked to all the peeps was during the premiere. Holy crap balls, I suck, and so do my teammates. Normally I do the recap show with my friend Brancy from the VRO.com and Kristen of AccordingToKristen.com, but Brancy is at a Icon convention for One Tree Hill, and my girl Kristen got a brand new car, is getting in the runaround because I don't know what she's doing over there where she's from, but I think that like they trade like a bag of oranges for an engine. I don't know what's going on with Kristen. So the cool thing about it was, she went ahead and sent me her her few copy points for the episode that we're going to jump in and talk about. So, episode 2, season 7, The Well. Actually, it aired on Sunday, the 30th of October. I know, I'm a little behind. Almost, Jesus, almost Thanksgiving. So I'm looking at my notes. I got her notes in my left hand. Real quick. Let me see here. And people, if you hear my son in the background, it's because he's excited too, because we're all caught up on The Walking Dead. There it is. Let's see. This episode pretty much revolved around Carol and Morgan. I'm glad we got to see them. I was very curious to see what was happening because, you know, where we left off with them, it was all craziness. And this group that picks up Carol and Morgan during the shootout and Carol trying to let herself get killed and all this other crap. I'm so glad she didn't do that because Carol's one of my favorite characters. So let's see here. In my notes, I am definitely a fan of King Ezekiel. I like him. I'm not going to lie. When we first get introduced to him, I was like, this guy's talking like a Kingster kind of guy. And we cannot give him any crap because he has to probably be one of the coolest cats ever to be on the Walking Dead series because he has a freaking tiger, Shiva the tiger, which I think is a total badass. So meeting him for the first time was cool. Loved how Carol switches. Like, she's like a chameleon. Like, she's always good at that stuff. But for her to switch and be all giggly happy and then to get outside to Morgan and be like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. This is a circus, literally a circus here. I don't understand why she's so bent on being by herself, and if she dies, she dies. Like, I don't get it. I mean, I know in the beginning of the episode, she's seeing these flashbacks of when the horse guys from the kingdom are killing these zombies. She's seeing them turn into humans. I need her to stop doing that, and I need her to refocus. I really need her to find out that they have Daryl. That's what I need to do, because once she finds out, you know that switch is going to switch, and she's going to be like badass Rambo from Terminus. That's what I need. I need her to find out about Daryl, seriously. So let's see what else. So that was really cool to see Carol manifest into some ditzy kind of person. Loved it when she was like purposely being funny, cheesy, giggly, and then meanwhile stealing crap on the side. Thought that was hilarious. Love her. Carol's just so badass. Let's see what else. It was cool to see. I was wondering if we were going to see the Kingdom crew meet with the Saviors. And obviously they do. They're making pigs eat spoiled zombie stuff and fattening them up and giving them to the Saviors. Morgan definitely picked up on it. I'm surprised. Well, yeah, I didn't think anybody would recognize Morgan at all. But still, Morgan caught on to it. I don't know. I'm wondering. The first thing that came to my mind, I'm wondering if the Saviors know that Ezekiel has a freaking tiger. Because don't you think Negan would want that tiger? I don't think it would happen, but I don't know. I'm wondering how much they know of each other. But it seems like Ezekiel just likes to do what he's supposed to do and then get the hell out of there. You do your thing, we do our thing. Probably my favorite part of the episode because, I mean, let's be honest. This episode was pretty calm. It was pretty cool getting to know the new characters and seeing what happened with old characters. But While I was watching it, I was like, okay, this is going to be a pretty good episode. And then the end where King Ezekiel finally tears down the curtain of Oz and really tells Carol who he is, a zookeeper, and that he rescued the tiger, and the tiger's become loyal, his friend. I thought that was awesome. I loved that freaking scene at the end. I love Ezekiel, how he just kind of let it all out and told Carol the truth, because I think he sees something in Carol. There's my son right there. There he is. I think he's laughing because he wants to be a part of the show, but I won't let him because he's supposed to get bath time right now. Go to bath. Get a bath. Anyways, so let's see. So, yeah. So that whole end part there was totally badass. It was my favorite part of the episode, just seeing them two go at it. I really thought Carol was going to kind of like give in a little bit, but she kind of didn't. But then Ezekiel says, why don't you go without really going? And then so she moves into that house, and that was cool. So she's not – I'm so glad she did not decide to hit the road, which is cool. I think she just needs some time, which is good. Time, and then find out about Daryl, and then go rescue his ass. That's what you need to do, Carol. And then the ending was just classic, when the knock at the door, and then you hear the tiger growl, and then he's sitting there with the pomegranate. I'm wondering, is it just me, but is he really just trying to break down the walls because he really wants to help her, or does he have a thing for Carol? I don't know. It's like not bringing flowers and chocolates, but you bring your cool pet tiger and a pomegranate. That's got to be some swag right there, right, y'all? I don't know. But, yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. It was really good. Let me see. That was for me. Now, let me go to my friend Kristen. According to Kristen.com, it's her blog. And she sent me a text. Here are my only notes. Not sure about this King Ezekiel character. Seems like a weirdo. How is he a weirdo? It was all a front. But I'm not going to rag on anybody because they're not here. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Walking Dead fans, every time I go against my fellow mates, they get all worked up. So I'm not going to mess with you, Kristen. We'll just wait till you come back. Same with you, Brancy. Well, Brancy, you have nothing to say then because you're at Icon taking pictures with all these movie stars and TV stars. So she thinks King Ezekiel is a weirdo. Okay, I wish you were here so you could explain that. Love Carol being sneaky with the usual Carol antics. Sometimes I think she's doing something stupid and then she ends up saving the day. LOL. Definitely agree with you on that. I think we both agree. When she does that, it's like a chameleon. She's like a chameleon. She adapts to everything and to anything. So yeah, there it is. That was Kristen's little thoughts of the episode. You can check her out at accordingtokristen.com. So that's it, pretty much. It's obvious, it seems to me, that we both enjoyed the episode. I think I liked it probably more than her, just for the fact that she thinks he's a weirdo. And I know she was here, she's like, that doesn't mean whatever. I gotta definitely send a shout out to all the peeps that have been listening to our recap shows in the past month. Some of the countries, United States, what's up, y'all? I'm from the States as well. United Kingdom's been listening to us, Russia, Australia, India, and Canada, Germany, and Kuwait. So shout outs to y'all out there, and shout outs to everybody that's been resharing, liking, and listening to the show. Appreciate it, y'all. And that is it for this episode. Thumbs up. If I had to give this episode a scale of 1 to 10, was it a 10? Because that was rock my world. I would probably give it a really high 9. Yeah. I mean, it didn't like, what? Like the past couple episodes. Well, not even past episode, the premiere, since I'm so behind. But we'll get at, because I'm going to start talking about the other episodes and then you'll see how I feel about those episodes. But this one here, high 9. It was a good, good episode. Characters, new characters, old characters. Definitely enjoyed this episode. So that's it for the review. Thanks for tuning in to the Well review of The Walking Dead. If you want to hear more recap shows of me and my peeps, go check out The Walking Dead recap show on iTunes right there, or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Or better yet, if you didn't get any of that, you can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com, and then up the top of the tab, you'll see where it says iTunes. I think it says iTunes Podcast somewhere there. If you click there, everything's there. So check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, iWatchMike on Facebook, and MikeTheMovieGuy on Snapchat. So that's it, people. Have a good one. I'm going to go give my son a bath, and then probably talk more Walking Dead soon. Peace out.